Books on Tape presents Whale Season by N. M. Kelby. Read by Mark Cashman. Chapter 1. There are no whales in Whale Harbor, Florida. Never have been. The town was named during the Civil War as a way to lure Union soldiers looking for food and oil. It worked. So the name stuck. But there are no whales. Still, for many years, people came to whale watch. Some even thought they saw them. Blue whales, southern rights, humpback, killer, beaked, and beluga. As the subtropical temperatures rose, all manners of sightings, aided by tour guides offering free beer, were imagined in great detail, written about in travel magazines. But there are no whales. Never have been. This is why historians identify Whale Harbor as America's first tourist trap. So those who come to this particular thicket of Florida's coast usually fall into two categories, the bushwhacked and the dreamers. Those who stay are both. It's Christmas Eve, and most of the town is at the Pink, drinking eggnog schnapps. It's two for the price of one, in honor of the holiday. The jukebox is cranked, full volume. Jimmy Buffett asks, "How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?" Nobody answers. Shot glasses surround hunched shoulders like picket fences. The Pink's an all-purpose place. Up front, you can still buy bread and milk. Moon pies, two for a buck. In the back, at the bar, you can still get your heart broken. Lead belly whistle.